You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, do come in. Okay, can you just, we'll just make sure you're on camera?
Yep.
Okay, and then just say your name first, and then what you're going to do.
Katrina Redmond Scott, and I'm going to be singing My Favourite Things, and
Brilliant. And you're starting with?
My Favourite Things.
Okay, so in your own time, let me know.
Signal when to start.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm stressed now.
I'll just shout go.
Can I start with Burn instead? With that
yeah, that'll yeah. give make you feel like you
How you can take care of it by getting lots of sleep, drinking lots of water, not smoking, that's great.
Yeah, that's
avoiding hot drinks, like really hot drinks, really spicy food, like give your vocal cords a rest, you know, and that you have to like think on what you can do now to get your voice back, as well as the medical side of it, which you're already pursuing.
I've got like a station of tea at work and honey and like a voice steamer I do every evening and stop smoking. But it just like comes and it goes. It's a bit frustrating, just like on top of everything else.
I've got to say that my voice used to crack all the time and I used to smoke a lot. I also used to go out and drink a lot, and I used to work waitressing a lot, and I used my voice a lot. And actually, I needed just to give it a bit of a rest.
Waitressing isn't helping, but I did. I was like, I'll do dry March. You know, like I've not been going out this month because I was like, drinking's definitely got something to do with it.
Mm. Yeah. Okay then, let's. Because you know, I know it's an ongoing issue, and I appreciate even the hospital can't find a root cause for this, and you know, so I know that. That's
my
why
appointment's on the 8th of May, but that's obviously like a month
away. Yeah, I know, that's a long time, I know. But please don't worry about that, because I've already said that the singing part is more to get you here, get you through the process. Anyone else could see that you've tried and there's an issue, and of course that's just not going to happen. So now we're just going to ask you some questions more about you, where you're going next, why you've made certain decisions, and what you would like to do in the future. So first of all, what are your plans when you finish this course at the moment?
I'm going to take a year to get some private dance lessons, preferably ballet and tap. I'm currently doing contemporary and hip-hop classes once a week. I'd like to continue them further and feel more comfortable in them. My aim is to get my grade 7 and my grade 8 in singing before applying for uni next January.
Okay, then that sounds perfect. So you've already got a lot filled in, haven't you, for UCAS, so you can just continue that process. I would suggest, because you've taken a year out, if you really want to get to the places you want to go, get your application in as soon as you can in the autumn term. And then you've got far more chance, because what they'll see is someone extremely eager. If you leave it till the end, they'll see they didn't bother doing it until the end.
And the deadline is January, but it opens in October.
Yes. In October.
Yeah, so you could know you have your audition done by November.
And because I've got my results and everything, they say that it's quicker getting in, because you don't have
You're a sure thing, aren't they? And there's no, like, if you get the grade, you can have a place.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's good to be at the
And then,
pile.
Because you have to do it as like a private, you know, separate from the college still can help you. I can still give you your reference. I can update it to regard it. So, I mean, I always give good references. So you don't have to worry about that. I've done the same for other people in the past. So that's already there in process. You just have to let me know. I get asked by UCAS directly. It doesn't come through the college this time. So if you need any help, personal statements or anything like that, and you're not sure, just pop in. Either one of us will help, or even Jane, yeah? So don't forget, that doesn't matter even when you finished it, we will always try and help people to get to it, because that's our aim. That is the aim here. So, so what type of course are you now thinking about? Or?
Musical theatre.
Okay.
I am aiming to apply for both regular universities and conservatoires. Because there is the option to do both on UCAS. There are a couple that you have to apply to privately, but I think I will also do as well, just to handpick and have a good spread.
Yes. And have you thought about maybe a place like Prada, where they like an older student to go there?
So, a couple of years ago, one of my friends actually went to one of the Mount View audition open days. They said that they preferred older students as well. And that a lot of places do, because they like you to have the experience, like a little bit of life experience and things. And they said that at this audition day, there were people who were like 22, 23, still waiting to get in and going off and doing things and coming back, which I think is part of the reason that I am more inclined to go for like the nicer places. I really like Leeds Conservatoire. That's a really nice one, and I know someone that went there, so.
Good. So you've got actual plans.
Yeah.
So between now and then, you're going to do lots of extra classes, and you're continuing working.
So between, you talked about qualifications that you need to get before, or that you want to get before you apply. In regards to skills, what skills do you think between now, you know, 24th March and, you know, when you apply for uni in October, what skills do you think you need to develop as a performer?
Organisation and working out my priorities and I think it sounds a bit weird, but self-care.
Yes.
I don't think as a performer I look after myself enough. So I think that's a big one.
Yeah. But I think the self-care thing is the biggest one, but you need to make sure you've actually got people around you who will support you. Yes? Because when you leave here, for whatever's happened here, we've always been supporting you. And that's what you need to make sure, where you're living, people you're working with, make sure, you know, you've got people around you. Even family, and those people will look out for you, because that's what you need at the moment. Yeah.
What do you think is your unique selling point? So if we had one space left on a course, and you were fighting for that space, what would you bring to the course that other people might not?
I don't think I am your typical theatre kid. I think I bring a little bit of an edge within my personality. I'm not, I'm not a classical, here's my musical theatre smile. My singing teacher was talking about it the other day, and she said, you know, I probably wouldn't play somebody like Regina George. I'd probably play more of the character, I can't remember what her name is now, obviously, like the grungy character from Mean Girls. She said, I give off a more honest, personality-wise, I'm a little bit more open and a little bit more easy to read and less, fake and stiff. Not necessarily fake, but like moulded. I think I'm a little bit more free and interesting, hopefully.
More like the Heather's character.
Yeah.
Yes. And what about the fact that, like, you're saying musical theatre, but what about all the things that you bring to that? Because I don't see you just as going down musical theatre. What if you actually just went down an acting route?
I think I would love to do just an acting route. However, I'm not ready to limit myself to one pathway.
Yes.
I'd like to be put in a professional environment with singing and acting and dancing, so that when I come out of uni, I have more options.
Yeah.
It's not to say if I did just an acting course, I wouldn't be able to find those outside of the university, but I think I'd just like to have the environment of free and then branch into one if I wanted to.
It's worth some research because my degree is in theatre acting.
Yeah.
I had 3 dance classes a week, 2 singing lessons a week, 1 voice class and a movement class. And my acting lesson.
Yeah.
Oh, did you get?
And I did Pilates as an enrichment. Yeah, breakfast. It doesn't exist anymore. But lots of universities realise that you can't be a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
And actually, I discovered that I was better at a particular type of acting because of that physical, because of doing dance class and looking around and really realising none of these people can dance.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I started to think, like, right, this is also my, I didn't realise actually I am more skilled in these things than I thought I was, but I'd only ever compared myself to dancers.
There are loads of places like the place where I worked there way earlier and it was so progressive.
I think lots of, also a full-time acting course, there's, you know, there's only so much you can act and rehearse, so they tend to fill them up with these skills, like definitely singing and definitely a movement class, or they've always, if not a dance class, so,
I did
might find it.
one odd one that is 15 do an acting in a stage combat, and I just loved it. It's just going to be one of those really random ones that just goes on my UCAS, because they were like, you don't need to be, because I was like, surely you've got to be like a gymnast, or you've got to have some kind of training, and they were like, no, absolutely not. And I think that would be a really fun niche thing to have training in.
You can get so much more work on that.
That's one of the things that I was like, ooh. But again, if you've been training, I'm sure everywhere does a stage combat. Like, elective.
And one of my students, an old student, is now turned to stunt work.
Yeah.
Bizarrely. Yeah. Like, she's like, did straight acting. She went to East 15. She didn't do that course. She did the acting course. But she has now gone into stunt work.
Yeah.
Because that's what's happened since she's graduated, and that's what she's doing.
I did like East 15.
Well, a few Jersey kids, like, Joss went there, Joss McDonald went there, and then. A few, but they did. Joss had to wait. He didn't get in the first year. He applied the second year and he got in.
Yeah.
And he did acting, physical theatre or something.
The only thing they don't do is musical theatre, which is a shame.
But I do think it depends on the course that you get and the people on the course. Because again, mine was not a musical theatre course, but there was a musical theatre production every year. That all the musical theatre people were like, "Well, I'm doing that," and I'm like, "Well, I'm not." But equally, you know, the people who loved Shakespeare would do the do the end production that was Shakespeare, you know, and everybody selected what they. So there's probably more breadth than you were imagining in a in a drama or a theatre course at a uni.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Well, that was good. So I know it felt like it wasn't, but honestly, I wasn't expecting you to be able to see. I just wanted to see if there was anything there, but I'm not going to stress someone out when, for a medical reason, you can't do that. So don't worry about that, okay?
Sorry for that.
No, it's okay, it's all right. It's very emotional when you can't do one thing that you can normally do. It's the same for everyone. We all have the same emotions like that. Okay, go and give yourself a break for 10 minutes or so, but Sue will need to speak to you, because obviously she spoke to every student.
Yeah, okay.
So you're not the last one.
Okay.
So I would go and check, you know, where her room is.
Yes, I do.